Foss, Mary. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, August 10th, 1904. My dear sister Mary, for several months, I and some of my workers, Willie, Sarah, Clarence Chrysler, Doris Robinson, and Maggie Hare, have been living in Tacoma Park, a beautiful place 5 miles from Washington. We came east to spend some time in council with those in charge of the work here in regard to the buildings now in process of erection. The work is being carried on by a large number of young men under the charge of an experienced architect. Everyone employed appreciates the advantages given him. The work is planned so as to make it an education for the boys. Some are being taught how to draft plans for buildings. Others are learning how to lay the foundation thoroughly and well. Mr. Baird, the one who has charge of the work, has a most valuable fund of knowledge. Once or twice, he and Willie have taken me over the buildings that are going up, explaining the construction. Every morning, the boys assemble in the large room just below mine for morning worship. A hymn is sung and prayer offered. A short talk is given, another hymn sung, and then the boys go to their breakfast in the boarding house just across the road. Last Sunday, an all-day grove meeting was held on the school grounds. In a shady spot, planks were arranged as seats, and during the morning, several talks were given by leading men among us. There were about 240 people present. The appointment had been given out that I would speak in the afternoon. I have been very weak since returning from the South, and I was afraid that I would not be able to fill the appointment. But I resolved to make the attempt, and in fear and trembling took my stand before the people. The Lord gave me tongue and utterance, and I spoke for an hour. The interested faces before me were sufficient evidence that I was in the way of duty. This afternoon I go to Philadelphia and shall stay 2 or 3 days at our sanitarium there. I shall speak in the tent there on Sabbath and Sunday, and on Monday, if I can get away so soon, we shall go to Melrose, 5 miles from Boston. We have a sanitarium at Melrose, and I shall stay there for 2 weeks to take treatment. Then, if I am stronger, I shall make a most determined effort to go to Portland to speak there. I shall hope to see you then, but I cannot promise definitely that I shall do this, so you must not be disappointed if I do not come. Everything depends on how I feel after spending a week or two at Melrose. I shall try to rest while I am there. I shall do nothing special, but shall take treatment and shall ride out all that I can. I have been losing strength ever since I left home 3 months ago, and if I find that I continue to grow weaker, I shall go straight home. I am anxious to get home on account of my book work. Marion is now working on the Ministry of Healing. I left her at home with a young girl to do the copying for her, but Marion misses me greatly when I am away. She needs my counsel and suggestions, and it is only right that she should have my help. She is now at the St. Helena Sanitarium, sick. She may get better when we are all together again, but I fear that if we are separated from her much longer, it will be at the cost of her life. I must stop now. I shall try to see you if I possibly can before returning to California. With much love,